The old hollow tree had fallen to the ground a long time ago, and soft, soft moss had covered it up so well you could hardly see the little doorway that led inside. One day, Fluffy Tail the Rabbit was hopping along that very same old hollow tree looking for good things to eat, when he nearly fell right through the small round doorway. "Oh my," he called out, "I wonder who lives here." He peered inside the dark hallway. He did not see a thing. "Is anyone at home?" he called into the hallway. Up in the tall oak tree nearby, Robin was watching Fluffy Tail. She sang out, "Welcome spring today, ho hey, I'm glad you've come along this way. Your help is needed, follow me into the hollow tree and see." Robin flew down and perched on the hollow tree. "Fluffy Tail, don't be afraid. Come with me. Your help is greatly needed." Fluffy Tail looked in the long, dark hallway. He twitched his nose and thought, "I will be brave. I can be strong. I will follow true to Robin's song." So in flew Robin, Fluffy Tail close behind. Down, down the old hollow tree they went. Down, down through the great big roots into the earth. Down, down into the sweet-smelling early spring soil. Until, there, in the distance, Fluffy Tail could see the golden glow of a lantern. Right away he felt better, and as they got closer, the narrow pathway opened up into a great room full of ladybugs and beetles of all colors and sizes. In the corner by the lantern was a round woman, dressed in browns and greens, with the kindest face Fluffy Tail had ever seen. "Thank you, Robin, for bringing a fine helper," the woman said. "And welcome to you, Fluffy Tail." All at once, Fluffy Tail knew who she was. She was the great and wonderful Mother Earth. He bowed to her with gratitude. "Fluffy Tail," she said, "as you can see, I am preparing everyone for spring. But I have so many beetles and ladybugs to clean. I will never be ready in time." "Why, with your fine fluffy tail, you could help me. Will you do that?" Fluffy Tail went to work at once. He washed and polished blue beetles, green beetles, red and black ladybugs, even yellow ladybugs with his soft and very fluffy tail. The bugs gleamed and glistened. "You could see your face in them, in fact, they were so shiny." Fluffy Tail, after working so hard, was quite tired. But it did feel so good to be helpful. Before long, all of them were clean and shining bright, ready for spring. Dear Mother Earth asked Fluffy Tail to lead the procession through the hollow tree and out into the meadowland. The tiniest red ladybug asked Fluffy Tail if he could ride on his back. Fluffy Tail blushed a sweet pink of happiness and said, "Of course, little ladybug." One by one, they marched up the long hallway, through the sweet earth, marching over the roots and along the inside of the hollow tree. One by one, they proudly marched out the little hidden doorway into spring. Fluffy Tail led them all, hippity-hop, thumpity-thump, wiggling his tail all the way. Once they reached the spring meadow, the little ladybug flew up and all around, singing, "Hooray for spring!" How happy they all were.